lot of time, and it, well, it's a lot of work. But it's something I think should be done. It should be done while these old people are still alive. This is one of the first states, or one of the only places, one of the few places at least, where we can get the speech of the people who settled the country. Mm-hmm. Now we can find that in part from...
Now this fellow, he'd be a natural if that's what you're looking for. And it's too bad you didn't show up a little bit sooner. There was an old boy here that was a U.S. Marshal in the early days. He came in on the train that settled Guthrie. And his name was Chris. He is deceased now, however.
Well, I had thought of one of these older people for Guthrie, but I have a man in his 70s here, a man here who's 78, and over in here I'll get an old person. But I got a little frightened because I was getting too many old people. And if it's supposed to be a representative sample, I've got to watch my step. So down here I have a woman who's 39, and in the course of the conversation, speaking to me, of course, she didn't say you all, so I had to ask her about it. She said, no, that was used down there only by unschooled people. And then I turned off the tape recorder, and the you alls just tumbled out all over the place.
Sure,
this in itself is indicative. It's the common form. She doesn't realize she uses it. She thinks it's bad, and yet she does use it. So obviously the thing is coming in.
I can appreciate what you're telling me. In 1938, I worked as a budget manager at Western Auto Store here. Oh, they had five or six clerks, and my job was to pass credits, follow up on collections, and that connection why. We dealt with a lot of these dollar down, dollar a week boys. And it didn't take me long. Well, let's see, I graduated from college in 38 and worked a little while for old G&E. Came back here and went to work at this store I'm telling you about. And these colored fellas, if you'd ask them, how much can you pay down? They'd look at you with a very blank look on their face. And say how much you carrying, boy, that got through to them. They dug that.
May I check this and see? There we go, that's fine. Yes, it's interesting how terms shift in the country. How much you carry, huh?
Yeah. That's the clue.
Well, you mentioned, what would I do with this? Of course, I'll just be back and teach some more. I hope somebody will ask me something about it. It's always a delight when somebody says, what can you tell me about Oklahoma speech or something like that. Oh, I mentioned I was going to have 50. The way this works out, it's 44 squares. But that means I'll have six running informants that I can get. And I can pick those from various places. I want an extra one from here, simply because it's a population center. Same way here. I think I'll do the same up at Enid, Muskogee, and Long.
Well, Oklahoma City shouldn't be hard to find a dozen or two that'd be suitable.
The hard part there is making up my mind. What am I going to go after? Young fellow, middle-aged, old fellow, cultivated person, just good folks, or what?
If you cut that to an hour apiece, you could probably take them all.
Yeah. That's true. I could run sick sometimes when I look at my questionnaire. There are so many things I'd like to do with it. Yet I feel obliged to tie it into those Easter studies. And a lot of the things on the questionnaire are outdated. They'll be no use at all in 20 years. But still, there is an obligation to compile a body of knowledge.